Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. During World War II, the U.S. Navy set up a unit exclusively for women. They called it the WAVES, which stands for Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service. And joining me now to share what it was like to be part of the WAVES are two veterans. First, Lucy Watkins. She is a Navy veteran and a member of the WAVES of the Wasatch, and she joins me here in studio. And Lucy, thanks so much for your time.
Good morning.
Looks like our other guest, Norma Day, is not yet with us. She will be joining us shortly by phone from her home in Midvale. If you have questions or comments about the WAVES, what this program was, and what it meant to the people who signed up for it, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews at kcpw.org. Lucy, I want to ask you about your volunteer service. The WAVES was a branch of the U.S. Navy. The acronym stands for Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service. And so it was very voluntary. Why did you sign up?
Well, for several reasons. First of all, I felt that it was all I could do to help the country and where we were at the time. As a minor thing, I was out on my own. I was young and I needed some support and some guidance.
The year was 1942.
Yeah.
What do you remember about the circumstances in that year that kind of propelled you toward this direction to sign up for the Navy?
Well, it was all starting, and as I say, I was young and I thought Navy's much better than the others.
Are you from Utah?
No, I was from originally Kansas City, Missouri.
Ah, okay. So you signed up when you were in Kansas City. Where did your Navy service take you?
Well, first of all, it took me to, it took me to Hunter College in New York for boot camp. And then they had decided that they needed people to repair aircraft instruments to let the men that were doing that go elsewhere. So they sent me to Chicago to school to learn how to repair aircraft instruments. And then from there, they sent me out to North Island in San Diego.
Aircraft instruments. What does that mean? You were fixing the odometer or?
No, all of the instruments.
That were inside the aircraft. Yeah. Sure. We're speaking with Lucy Watkins, a Navy veteran, a member of the WAVES of the Wasatch. Also joining us now by phone from her home in Midvale is Norma Day. She's also a Navy veteran and a member of the WAVES. And Norma, welcome to you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. I understand that you worked with Naval Intelligence decoding classified radio transcripts. That sounds very secretive.
It was. We had to have secret, and we were told never to talk about what we did. We didn't even discuss with each other in the office.
Is that right? Have you ever revealed to your family or close friends some of the things that you translated during your time?
No, because I never knew what anything said. You know, I would do my part of the code and then have to pass it on to someone else. So we didn't know what any of these messages said, because they went from us doing our part to higher ups who knew what the message said. So it was it was very secret. We were never even allowed to. If we went on a little trip, like to Annapolis or something, and went on a battleship, which I did, I couldn't tell my parents that I did that. Couldn't tell them anything I did except went out to eat or something, you know.
So Norma, why did you sign up for the WAVES? What was going on in your life at that point?
I just wanted to. But you had to be 20 years old with your parents' consent. And I had to wait a while. I worked out at Remington Arms making the bullets. And then after that closed, I waited a few months, but I wanted to go in. And I finally went to enlist. And I left in April the 1st, 1944. And I went to boot camp in New York, and then I went to Washington, D.C., where I was assigned.
Norma Day, she's a Navy veteran and member of the WAVES, which stands for, what is it, Women Accepted for Volunteer.
Women Accepted for Voluntary Emergency Service.
Emergency Service. Also with us in studio, Lucy Watkins, another WAVES member and a Navy veteran. If you have questions or comments about the WAVES, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. As a woman, I imagine you were a hot commodity on the base.
Well, I was stationed in Northwest Washington, right across from the communications annex, in a big barracks. It was the biggest WAVES barracks in the country. I mean, many, many barracks, and I loved it.
Mm. Now, Lucy, I understand you met your husband while you were both stationed in San Diego.
Oh, that is true. They brought me into the place where I was going to work, and they set me down next to a very handsome, blonde young man. 1 year later, we were married. We were married for 60 years before he passed away.
Mm. What were some of the highlights?
Yeah, I didn't have that.
What were some of the highlights of your service in the WAVES? Let's start with you, Lucy.
Well, when we were in working on the aircraft instruments, they came in one day and took some of the instruments that I had finished and says, "We're going for a ride." And we went, and they put them in a small airplane and says, "Okay." And we went up in the sky, and we had to use those instruments and make sure they worked.
Were you a little afraid that maybe you didn't do something right?
I was anticipating something. I don't know. But that was interesting.
Share one of your adventures, Norma Day.
Well, where I worked, we could not go from one department to another. And when I first went, I worked in weather, and I was a little more familiar with those codes because I kind of knew what I was doing. And then they transferred me to another department, and that was entirely different. Every place had a different method because they worked on different types of codes. And but we never knew the results because we weren't supposed to know, I guess. But
top secret.
Oh, I went out on a battleship. I think it was the Missouri. There was out of Annapolis, and they told us we were going to just go tour Annapolis. And when we got there, they took us out on this battleship, and we spent hours out there with those poor guys who hadn't been ashore for years. Well, no, for months. and that was very interesting, but we couldn't tell anybody that that's what we did.
Mm.
So no one ever knew that I'd been gone on the battleship because we couldn't talk about it.
You had all these adventures, and yet you had to keep it all to yourself.
Yes. Well, and a lot of us, we did our job, but we really didn't know the results of what we did. And I guess that's the way it should be, because it was years before they declassified that, what we did.
Sure.
But now I think that it's that place was transferred to Langley, Virginia, and that's where the communications annex ended up. And I think then that what we did, oh, they could talk about it then.
Hmm.
But we never could talk about it for years.
I've been told, I want to play something for you, and I've been told that this may have some significance for you. Take a listen. Mm-hmm. Is this the theme song for the waves? Do you remember the words?
You know, it seems familiar, but I don't know the words. But the music sounds familiar. We did have a lot of songs, you know, that we'd sing. That's been a lot of years ago, you know.
It sure has. It has been years. I'm curious, since it has been so long since your active duty service, looking back, would you sign up for the waves again?
Oh, yes.
Norma Day.
I loved it. And I was very, very happy that I went in. But then, you know, when I got out, what if you worked in on secret codes and stuff, that didn't give you a background to seek a job when you got home because nobody was doing that kind of work. And but I was lucky. I managed just fine when I got out.
Lucy Watkins, would you join again?
Yes.
How come?
You mean now or?
If you had to do it all over again.
Oh, definitely, yes. It changed my life. It gave me some guidance, and I feel that I helped.
I understand the waves, now living in Utah, were recently honored at a dinner event here in Salt Lake City. The group does seem to be quite close. There are quite a few of you. Do you keep in touch, Lucy Watkins?
Not as much as we should. More and more all of the time. I know the nice gal that you're talking to. And we do meet all of the time, and we have speakers and, you know, activities. And it makes me feel so good to know that the waves are carrying on and being, you know, recognized more and more and more.
Norma Day, that sisterhood that you share with your fellow Waves members, is it something that is core to your life?
Yes. Oh, excuse me. Now, we organized that Waves of the Wasatch in 1986. And we started out with probably around 50 members. But through the years, you see, it has thinned out considerably. Mm. And, and I have served as an officer all many terms, vice president, state director, treasurer, vice president, and then I was even president for a couple of years. And, but gradually getting smaller, although we have picked up two or three new members with that luncheon in November out at community college. We picked up a couple of new members. Of course, we're all old. But we continue on, and we have four or five meetings a year in the summer.
Norma, I'm going to have to leave it there. Norma Day is a Navy veteran and member of the Waves of the Wasatch. Norma, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
And happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much.
Lucy Watkins, a Navy veteran and member of the Waves, thanks to you.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Thanks to Jesse Ellis and to Beth Clifford. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.